A memorial to Princess Diana reopened over the weekend. The site in London's Hyde Park had been closed for almost a month after flooding, accusations of bugs in the water, and accusations of bugs in the design. Matt Cowan reports from London.
The memorial to Diana, Princess of Wales, was unveiled with great pomp and ceremony last month. Although called a fountain, it's really more of a water feature. American architect Catherine Gustafson says her design, an oval granite waterway which runs smoothly on one side and turbulently on the other, was intended to symbolize the two sides of Diana's life. At the unveiling ceremony, Britain's culture secretary, Tessa Jowell, said it was a fitting tribute to the nation's adored princess.
Here, where water, stone, grass, and air are joined to give us all a place for pleasure, peace, or play, we honor her.
That first day, after the dignitaries left, the crowds immediately embraced the fountain's innovative and accessible design. Toddlers played in the water, people paddled their feet in the flowing stream, and many strolled through the weaving waterway. Then the next day, the fountain overflowed, flooding the park. Soon the memorial was closed after three people slipped and had to be taken to the hospital. The British media smelled blood, calling the $6.5 million project a farce and a folly. Some tabloids were downright vicious, calling it a toxic tribute. Under the headline, Di's Lethal Fountain, the Sun newspaper said it had found a potentially lethal bacterial soup in the water. Royal Parks disagreed, saying the water quality surpasses European standards. But with the public's view of the memorial obscured by fencing, public sentiment has also been diminished.
For all the money it's cost them to build it, no, I think it's a lot of rubbish.
Yeah, I'd prefer a statue.
I'd prefer a statue as well.
I don't think it's much. I was expecting something bigger and better. Like a fountain or something, but...
Are we allowed to swim in it?
No.
It's boring.
The director of London's Institute of Contemporary Arts, Philip Dodd, says all of this comes as no surprise.
An American designer comes and produces a memorial to Diana, and it's got some teething problems. It's a catastrophe, says the British tabloid media. It isn't, but in the hysterical aura around Diana, anything that affects her, you know, is catastrophe, apocalypse, heaven or hell.
The water is flowing again, but walking in the memorial is now strictly forbidden, and a team of specially trained guards will police the site. Designer Catherine Gustafson doesn't accept that these measures mean her memorial to the people's princess has failed.
It's not a failure, it's a huge success. It's the new thing to see that, like when the Wobbly Bridge or the Tate Modern, that everybody needs to go see it, and then it becomes part of the landscape. And everything sort of calms down and it becomes the memorial it is intended to be.
About all everyone can agree on is that the memorial to Princess Diana defies convention, and in that way at least, it resembles the woman it honors. For NPR News, I'm Matt Cowan in London.